President Obama in Buffalo, New York, earlier today. Robin Lumsdaine is a professor at American University at the Kogod School of Business. She is also the Crown Prince of Bahrain Professor of International Finance. She's joining us from here in Washington. Thanks for being with us on C-SPAN Radio.
It's my pleasure.
Let's take a step back and focus on this debt, now approaching $13 trillion. How did we reach this point?
Well, it's something that's accumulated over time. I mean, historically, our monthly deficit fluctuates between months of deficit and months of surplus, but with yesterday's numbers just released, we've had a string of 19 straight months where our outlays have exceeded our receipts. And it's not just that the outlays have exceeded the receipts. On average, we've been overspending by more than $100 billion a month over the past 2 years. That's four times the rate from the past 5 years preceding that.
The White House has said that they've been forced to spend this additional money to keep the engine of the economy going. Is that a fair argument?
I think that is a fair argument. I mean, we've just come through one of the most severe financial crises in history, and at some level, you need to access whatever resources are available to try to address that.
I wonder. It gets complicated as you explain all of these numbers, but when you look at the debt and its proportion to the GDP, what are the numbers, and why is that important?
Well, the reason it's important is because GDP is so gross domestic product is a key measure of economic growth, and as the president and I think others have said, it's important to both stimulate the economy as well as trying to address the deficit. That economic stimulus comes in the form of trying to increase growth. So the debt to GDP ratio is in some ways a measure of how much we owe how much we're spending versus how much we're growing.
At one point in the Bush administration, Vice President Cheney was quoted as saying that the deficits don't matter. Do they matter?
I do think they matter, especially as in the situation we're in now, where it keeps growing. You know, if we think about it in personal terms, we can from time to time owe more than we take in. But that's not something that's sustainable over the long term.
So when you look at these numbers, and you heard the president in Buffalo today again talking about this commission that will come back with a report that we should point out will be released after the midterm election in December of this year. What do you think this commission should recommend? How do you bring down the deficit?
Well, you know, you can tackle the deficit from both sides by cutting spending and raising revenues simultaneously. And the raising revenues isn't necessarily a popular direction, nor is cutting spending, quite frankly. But it's difficult to really bring down a deficit with spending cuts alone, especially for a deficit of the magnitude we have. So when we think about increasing revenues, that often means tax hikes, but they can also rise when people are earning more and spending more, and therefore paying more in the form of income and sales taxes. So that's one of the reasons it's important to find ways to stimulate the economy.
Robin Lumsdaine is a professor at American University in the Kogod School of Business. She previously taught at Princeton and Brown University. She is the Crown Prince of Bahrain Professor of International Finance at American University. Are tax hikes inevitable?
I don't think they're inevitable, but they're certainly one of the pieces in a suite of options that should be considered.
When you look at, again, this number of almost $13 trillion, the share of the debt per individual is almost $42,000, and that the interest on the debt is about $4 billion a day.
That's correct, and you know, one of the things that becomes difficult, and this is why we should be concerned with an increasing magnitude of the debt, is that we have increasing interest expenses, and those interest expenses are money that can't be used elsewhere, which again then means having to either cut expenditures or look for ways to raise more revenue to meet the demands that we have in terms of what we want to spend. So I think the latest budget estimates I saw are that by 2020, the interest expenditures are expected to quadruple to roughly $900 billion a year. I think those are numbers from the Treasury. And again, that's $900 billion a year that that we're using just to service our debt, as opposed to funds that can be used for other kinds of programs.
But if you look at the federal budget and you look at the discretionary spending that they can cut, because there's so much involved in terms of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, how much can the government cut in spending that could bring down the debt?
Difficult question. I think, you know, again, it's one of those things that we can start off and say, okay, we have a $13 trillion debt, and a lot of these line items on the budget are very large, and so it's difficult to find, you know, space or you know, what's a billion, you know, here or a billion there going to do. But we have to start somewhere, and that's where I think, you know, cutting some spending, even if it means that therefore our monthly outlays are not, or our monthly deficit numbers are not in the order of $100 billion, but return back to roughly the $25 billion per month that we had in the years preceding the financial crisis, that would certainly be a big boost.
Have you been following the developments in Greece?
Yes, I have.
What impact, or maybe a better question is, what lessons are there for the U.S.?
Well, you know, I mean, in some ways, some of the key lessons just come back to the fundamentals of risk management. I think it's not just in Greece, but we've certainly observed other countries that have gone through significant financial crises, and we can now count ourselves as part of that. But some of the fundamental lessons are the importance of not overextending in terms of borrowing, and in terms of the leverage that we take, managing liquidity and cash flow appropriately. And I think if I recall correctly, one of the things the president said today was accepting that hard decisions need to be made on how to cut back spending to avoid increasingly large deficits or unpalatable tax hikes. So a number of countries now have national debts that exceed their GDP, and one of the things that's important, I think, is to address these kinds of outlays exceeding receipts early on.
So if you're an investor and you see what's happening in Europe and some renewed questions on whether or not the euro will even continue to survive, it's now down to about $1.20 to the U.S. dollar. Do investors then come back to the U.S. dollar, the greenback, as a safer place to invest? Do the problems over there ironically help the U.S. in some way?
Well, I think, you know, we have to balance, you know, short-term and long-term. I mean, in the short-term, we might get a bit of a bump if there's a flight to quality, as we saw in the fall of 2008, with a lot of investors running both to the dollar and to U.S. Treasuries. But again, in the long-term, this is not good for our friends in Europe or the U.S. At all. We really globally need to work on getting the financial system back to a healthy state.
And finally, Professor Lumsdaine, as somebody who's followed this process for many years, do you think that the U.S. and this administration will in fact do what it says it needs to do, bring down the deficit, bring down the overall debt?
I hope so. I mean, I think there are challenges ahead, and there are many potential roadblocks in the way, and so I think it's one of those things that is very difficult to navigate. I'm hopeful, but I think it is a challenging thing to have to deal with.
Professor Robin Lumsdaine teaches at American University here in Washington, D.C. at the Cogard School of Business. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.